Have a wonderful night. Stay safe. Peace out.
I'm just ordering some dinner.
don't ruin the dinner of this show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a once-in-a-lifetime program about something not often covered in this country, sport. Joel Kassam is my name, and it's highly unlikely to be yours too, but don't let that stop you from listening because my two co-hosts are here, and they also have names which may be the same as yours. First up is a man who was Across the Park's roving reporter at the G20 summit. It's Mick Rad.
Yes, yes. I've returned, shaking many hands, getting in awkward situations.
Kissing lots of babies.
Yes.
Babies? You shouldn't be doing that as just a reporter.
Oh. Well, you said that. I didn't say I was kissing babies.
Well, why were you there?
I was just getting in the way. You're a bit like Ivanka, you know, just, you know, getting my face in there and saying, hey.
Don't forget me.
Talk about me. I'm somebody.
There's nothing wrong with my family. sorry, I'll let you do it.
And the gold logie goes to...
Gabby Morris.
Yes. Thank you so much. I just really want to thank my beautiful mom and my dad for getting me here on Across the Park, like for their support. It just wouldn't be here. I also just want to thank the designer for this dress that I'm wearing.
What are you wearing today, Gabby?
It's called Black Jumper from the Op Shop and also jeans from the Op Shop.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're really good,
and
actually.
Can we mention your jacket?
Yes.
Because I thought the sun had walked in.
Oh.
It was that blinding.
I'm wearing a fluoro pink jacket, kind of like retro-y 80s vibe. Have to, disclaimer, not mine. I've been getting a lot of comments on this. It's actually my girlfriend's.
Yeah.
And it's her favorite riding bike. She wears it so people can see her riding her bike. And it's just, yeah, I'm getting a lot of head turns, a lot of comments. So hey. It's my jacket now.
Wait, mostly good comments.
Yeah, all good.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. Someone said, I really love that jacket. So cool. I'm like, oh, yeah. She's like, I'd never wear it.
They love that you're so brave
to
wear it.
Yeah, yeah. So brave.
You're so brave. yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So what are you wearing, Mick?
Well, this is Uniqlo, I think. I got this in Japan.
It's a little bit small, from Lowe's.
But anything you buy in Japan, you have to buy extra large. Extra large.
It's still just a tad tight. Yeah. I don't like even think
eyes
that...
are looking at me. This is when I look you up and down. This is what I feel like now.
Yeah, that's how.
No,
yeah, that's
I don't.
How
it's
I
the
feel.
Shirt. Like even like the in Japan, it's yeah. Even an extra large is still pretty small. You know.
And I got my blunnies on. Blunnies.
Nice.
Very nice.
I've been looking a little bit farmer lately.
Oh my it's god, he's come in the country classic.
You were so on that. That was great.
You just say it and it happens now?
Yeah, yeah,
if
love
you just
it.
Say country. Sorry.
I love that bass drum at the beginning.
Just try not to say it because it sets it off.
Yeah, okay.
Now, wow. That was quite good.
Okay, you look great, Mick.
Thanks. Yes, with, oh, you too. With your,
what am I wearing?
I'm wearing a very
toy.
Gray shirt.
It's a little bit tight. Oh, jolly. Friday night.
Ooh, cutting loose. Showing off the nipples.
Hey, I had them cut out for a different reason.
Your
okay?
nipples?
What?
I mean, in the shirt.
I was like, whoa, this is getting really personal. I don't know if we need to go this far.
No, in the shirt. They were cut out in the shirt because you're like, I can see your nipples.
Oh, God.
Not like they were, I had them removed for surgical.
Remember how like having, showing reasons. Your nipples through your T-shirt was a hot trend?
No.
Was
that
it?
Ever a trend?
Hmm. Like, everybody was doing it.
When?
I don't know, actually.
Don't
maybe I made
this.
That up.
Yeah, I think you did. I don't remember this ever happening.
I'll research it. I'll get a producer to look into that one.
First, get a producer, then get yes. to look into it. Now, we have lots of producers here. I just wanted to mention, with your jacket, it is like... in vogue now, right, to be wearing 80s clothes. I've noticed that's really coming back.
Yeah, sure.
No, it
yeah,
is.
Definitely
I'm,
in
it
vogue.
It really is.
When are you looking at Vogue magazine?
Not Vogue. Like, I'm not looking at... I mean...
On Vogue.
Huh?
Yeah, not in Vogue.
Like, on point.
Like, yeah.
I don't think En Vogue's a thing, is it?
Wait, no, In Vogue. The, like,
in, it's In Vogue.
Guys,
yeah.
We need to stick to what we know best,
we
which is minimal sports stuff. We're really jumping all over the place. Neither, none of us can be in any kind of fashion.
I'm just waiting for the 90s.
Wait,
to come
am I out. Wrong? Is that not a, is that not how you say it? If you're saying like it's really,
I think you're right. I think you're right. When you're in Vogue, you're yeah. you're in the Vogue. You're in yeah. the fashion, not the magazine.
It's not referring no. to the magazine in whatsoever, which is maybe where you saw the.
I don't know why I said En Vogue.
Because you, I think you thought it meant on point.
Are you talking about en route? Like when you're heading somewhere, that's en.
En route.
Yeah.
No. I love saying that. It's one of my favorite things to say.
Anything in French is fun to say, though.
Just but like where are we? I'm en route. Like I like it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You looked at me and you genuinely were like, yeah, yeah. This conversation is absurd. We must move on.
It's all the right. best start of the show.
We
ever.
Will. Okay. Mick, did you run to any trains this week?
Oh, I didn't even think about it running to a train. I did think about training once again, but did not go. Still haven't been to a one Community Cup training.
Three of us here. I mean, I'm officially out of Community Cup. I should point that out. I'm not playing. Oh. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to be doing stuff for the show.
Oh, good.
Great.
So yeah, the show's going to be getting involved.
Are you playing?
None of us have been.
I said yes.
You've registered your number yep. and name and yep. size?
Good. Yeah. I'm a little bit nervous, like tentative, like I'm just a little bit like, ooh.
There's only like five more training sessions before the game.
No.
Yeah, it really is coming up. It's
not
it's
long.
In August.
It's like a month and a bit away.
Oh, mid-August.
Yeah, so we've got to get down there.
Luckily, I've been doing my box fit and my cross fit, and I'm fitter than ever.
Boom. I'm completely.
No, it's such bullshit. I've done it like three times.
Lard ball's been sitting on the couch watching sport for like 6 months.
I think that's the problem is I'm quite competitive and I really love playing sport.
Me
and
too.
I haven't been doing it for very long in a while. Mm. And so that's the time when you really get injured and you hurt yourself is when you get out there with all the hype of like, everyone's like, yeah. And then you just break your ankle.
I'm old and I'm going to be even more brittle than I have been.
It's worth it. It's a Community Cup.
Yeah. Lots of stretching. I'll start stretching now for Wednesday next week. I'll just be stretching for the rest of the show. It's all right.
That's okay. Look at those legs. Mick, stop it. Okay.
His nipples. I can see his nipples.
Oh, he's high beaming.
Am I?
No.
Anyway, let's get on with the show.
He's gone red.
Of course I have. Gav, you rode a bike here. How's the motor?
I rode a line bike for the first time.
Oh, what? Oh, one of those solo ones?
Yeah.
Well,
they're actually
ones.
Pretty good. This is not an advertisement or anything. Mm. But I needed to get here in a hurry. Did that.
Line. Get you to A to B.
Are you saying line?
Lime.
Oh, I think you said line.
I didn't say line. Because I was thinking A to B, and I was thinking line. The fastest point between two points is straight
yep.
line. Straight line.
Direction.
Straight line. Mm. Oh, I could be a marketing person.
You could.
Straight line.
Whew.
Straight line.
Straight line.
All right, let's talk sport.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Going to the club. Sorry.
In tennis, Wimbledon is currently happening, everyone. I don't know if you've noticed. It's quite a big event.
I haven't even stayed up to watch the game yet.
That's croquet,
you don't have
right?
To. Yeah, croquet.
Yeah.
You mean I don't have to? I love Wimbledon.
No, I'm not saying that's why you don't have to. I'm saying it's actually on it. Sometimes it's on at some good hours.
Yes.
And you don't have to stay up that late.
I know Ash Barty played at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it.
Okay.
That was last night, wasn't it?
It was.
Did you watch it?
I didn't.
What channel? Nine.
I think it's nine.
Seven.
What?
Seven. Definitely seven.
Oh.
Seven does it. Because
cool.
they got in a lot of trouble for playing the Nick Kyrgios
That's
game
right.
over Ash Barty's
yep.
first match.
Oh, yeah.
Why? I mean, we're not even going to talk about that. It doesn't matter. Stupid. Let's start with 15-year-old Corey Goff.
Oh, my God. Who is this person? She
yeah.
came out of nowhere.
I know.
Seriously, who is she?
She's 15.
So, whoa.
She's amazing.
Like every shot, every week, it gets younger and younger.
Like, she's the youngest.
She's a fetus.
Yeah, she's the youngest ever in Wimbledon, I think. Youngest ever wild card in Wimbledon or something
it's
like that?
It's quite possible,
I
yeah.
I think it's something like that. She's just come out of nowhere, got a wild card of Wimbledon, beat Venus.
Venus Williams in her first match.
In her first match.
So Venus is knocked out first match by a 15-year-old. She's 24 years older, Venus.
Whoa.
She
Is she like tall and like muscly?
No, not at all. She looks like a school kid.
Yeah, that's she does.
She looks like power.
She looks like a pretty strong sort of body, but yeah. You look into, into her face and she looks like, oh, I just came out of school.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I don't even. 15, I was like Bacardi Breezes on a bloody
is she in the third
Friday
round?
Night.
Yeah, she's in the third round already, yeah.
Yes, so I think tonight, she is. I think she's playing her first two.
Yeah.
And yeah, look, I've got it right here. So after she beat Venus, she was so in awe of her, like just saying, you're my idol. You're the reason I play this game.
Yeah.
And Venus is like, well, you just beat me, so
what?
Well done to you. I really liked the way she said after that first match, something along the lines of the stadium. Obviously, she's never played at Wimbledon. Mm. So she's like, the stadium is bigger than anywhere else I've ever played. But the lines on the court are still the same. Doesn't matter where you play, it's always the same lines on the court.
That's very true.
She's like, that's all I keep remembering. If I keep thinking about that,
Shit.
I don't get so
talented
nervous.
And wise.
Yeah, so she also won her second match against a player whose name is way too hard to pronounce. And yeah. Yes.
That'll be in one of your quizzes one day. Sorry, keep going.
It might be, yeah. How do you spell Magdalena Rybakova?
I know she's from Slovakia. That's all
you are correct. She is.
Ding!
Anyway, Ash Barty, world number one Ash Barty. I just like saying she's world number one because she is. Won her first match in straight sets. We all knew she would. Then she won her second match in straight sets.
Mm-hmm.
Really, she's actually, I mean, she's world number one, but...
Well, some people don't realize she's world number one, do they, Joel?
No, we should tell them.
Serena didn't.
Apparently Serena had no idea that Ash Barty. Who's Ash Barty? Who? She's number one, what?
Is that true?
I don't think it can't be true.
But she said, then I read an article that she said that she didn't say that, and that she thinks that Ash Barty is the best and is just super friendly and really warm, and like she's the kind of person that you want to like bump into in the locker room and just like.
Okay, so I wouldn't put it past some journalist in quotes getting the quote wrong.
Or yeah. Even going back 15 years and interviewing Serena then, like, do you know who Ash Barty is?
Yeah.
She's like, no.
When Ash Barty was
so.
8.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you can never quite believe, especially things about Serena, because there's a lot of crap written about her, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know why people seem to dislike her. I think she's amazing.
She is.
But
it's so frustrating. I think that because she has passion and energy and doesn't really take crap.
Yeah.
And as a woman, I feel like there's a lot of pressure around that, and that you get misrepresented
or
judged.
As soon as a woman seems to show strength and passion and the ability to stand up for themselves, they get shot down.
Yeah. It's sad to see, actually, and see how the media really, really run with that.
Ash, this time next week, hopefully we're talking about her being in the final.
Yeah. Her next game is tomorrow.
Yep.
And, I mean, this is 14 wins in a row for her now. She's just incredible. Naomi Osaka, she went out in the first round.
Oh, she was really sad too.
Yeah, really crying. Devastated, wasn't she? Yep. She couldn't even sit through a press conference.
Yep.
She had to leave. She was really upset. And Bernard Tomic is in...
Oh, how about this, eh?
In a hot water.
So, I just listened to an interview on the way here about Nick Kyrgios talking about Tomic. Tomic lost his whole match, the whole tournament fee. Because they accused him of throwing the match, not trying his hardest in the first game. Which, if you watched it and you saw some of the shots he did, you'd go, yeah, he just didn't even bother. He was just like doing like lolly shots, you know, when you're just hitting like training shots back and forward. He was just doing that. He wasn't even trying.
Like, why would he have done that though?
Well, look, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I think he's got some problems. Like,
right.
He's got some issues that he needs to deal with. Like, mental health is a big thing in sport, and I think he needs to address something. But the fact
big
is,
in life, really, isn't it?
It is. But, yeah, exactly. But the thing is, he got into Wimbledon. He was playing in Wimbledon. There are hundreds of thousands of other people who would love to be in that spot playing in Wimbledon. He was there, didn't try. It just looked like he was just... And then at the end, he goes, oh, I guess I just wasn't good enough. Not even angry at himself or like, you know, I've really got to work my training or do something. He's just like, oh, well, whatever. So they just went, all right, give us your money back. 80
he's,
grand
he's
he
been
got
in
for losing,
80 grand.
By the way.
Damn it, that was one of my questions.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's all right.
It's okay, we'll forget. Okay, we'll forget by then.
Power through.
He's been in a bit of hot water or in the press lately with Leighton Hewitt, right?
Oh,
yeah.
And so there's been like tension there. He's been all up in the press and everyone's just been kind of like on him a bit. Maybe that's a little bit of a lead up to him.
Possibly.
Just giving up.
Or maybe he's... trying to be like...
He's got the shits.
I'm really bad because of Leighton.
Potentially.
Trying to get rid of Leighton as coach.
He's not his coach.
Yeah. Or isn't he... He's like the head of...
No, yeah, Hewitt was the coach of the captain, coach of the Davis Cup team. And Tomic was going to play Davis Cup, which is, you know, a big thing for Australians. But Hewitt just basically said, Tomic is never, ever going to play Davis Cup again while I'm captain, while I'm coach, because his attitude was terrible. He just wasn't trying. He was just like, oh, I'm not going to pick you. I'm not going to be in the team. And then there's a bit of a tit for tat back and forward. You know, I didn't even like him anyway.
Yeah.
It was a bit childish.
Yeah.
NRL. Last weekend, Melbourne, like, they just keep winning. 2 years ago, they lost Cooper Cronk. They made it to the grand final. Sure, they lost, but they made it to the grand final. Last year, they lost Billy Slater. I love how I'm starting to talk NRL, Gabby, straight to her nails.
Like, seriously. As I said, I've started slow. I've got into the, what's it called?
Origin.
NRL. Origin.
Oh, Origin, yes.
I got into it, and I'd watched pretty much the whole game. Excited for the next one.
Yeah, Wednesday. Woo.
I can't. That's about it.
Fair enough.
Starting slow.
Okay.
That's all right.
I'll rush through this. Okay, just quickly.
Not our audience. It's okay.
No, but I got to sit here. I can't turn you off.
One third of our audience.
Yeah.
So anyway, Melbourne sitting top of the ladder. They just keep winning. Last week they beat last year's grand final winners, Roosters, 14-12. Weird stat for you, that excluding last year's grand final, the Roosters and Storm have had the last five matches they've played have been by 5 points or less. So there you go. That's interesting. The Tigers beat the Rabbits in one of the worst games of the year. There was an eye gouge.
Your team won, beat the Rabbits, and you're saying it's one of the worst games of the year.
Oh, it was terrible. It was a terrible game.
What was bad about it?
Everything. No one held the ball. It was
exactly. That's what I've been saying.
And yeah, I saw this eye gouge. Did you think it was worth the 10 weeks or whatever it was?
It should have been more. He should have been deported.
Deported.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What did he do?
Burgess eye off the.
George Burgess from Souths got his fingers and just basically tried to get Robbie Farah's brain out through his eye socket. And Robbie got.
He actually was like, there's your eye.
He was in there. He got right in there. And he's done this before. He did it last year playing for England. While
I think you just
England.
Stick to the rear if you're going to do things like that.
Go to the hopper.
Go to the hopper whitey. It's just safer and
I cannot
better.
Understand why anyone... I mean, sure, in the heat of the moment, you get fired up and do stupid things.
I can't see
but
why
I cannot
do
see
that
why, especially when cameras are everywhere, you even think you could get away with doing something like that.
Is the guy's eye all right?
Yeah. He's okay. He's got a few scratches and stuff around the eye itself,
but weird.
Yeah. And the thing is, he didn't get sent off. He didn't get even a sin bin or anything. All the Tigers got was a penalty. And now he's got nine-week suspension for it.
I thought it was 10.
Is it 10? Maybe it's 10. Yeah. Should have been way more. Yeah, again, he should have been deported. I don't care. Manly are starting to look like a team who's going to play finals football, as are the Knights, who just keep winning. The Broncos, on the other hand, if there's something in the water in Brisbane, Darius Boyd has to stop drinking it. Parramatta came from 16-0 down to beat the Raiders up in Darwin on a very warm winter's night.
Oh, yeah. It was funny watching everyone wearing shorts and T-shirts playing footy in the middle of winter up in Darwin. I've got to get to Darwin. Why can't I just live in Darwin in winter?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You got this show. That's why.
Oh.
We also learned that Brad Arthur, who's the coach of Parramatta.
BA, yep.
His kidneys are safe. Did you see how much water he drank?
Well, it's very hot up in the coach's booth.
He's not in a booth, he's outside.
Yeah, 20 bottles.
So they keep cutting to the coach, right? And he's up there and he's got a table in front of him and a lot of bottles of water. And every time they cut to him, there's like empty ones just piling up next to him.
Doesn't he know about single-use plastic? Bloody hell.
Yeah, he should have just had a little runner go back
Can't
and forth.
Can't they just
and
get
it
a tap and just bloody...
Yeah, just run a tap and a hose. Out. Just have a hose and he can just kink it. Yeah. And when he's ready, just...
Why doesn't
get
he just
a
get an IV
on his
bag?
Back and just have like a little hose on his back and... Just drink. I might get him one. I'll send it to him.
It's a good idea.
Good idea. I read that bit. James Maloney reminded us why he's playing for New South Wales.
Are we talking Origin yet?
Whatever. I'll skip all this and go straight to Origin. Only
God.
Five more sleeps to decide between
Wait,
New South
is,
Wales
five more
and
sleeps. Cool.
Queensland next Wednesday.
I was going to go. It's in Sydney. But I always go when it's in Sydney. But I just don't want to fork out $130
What?
To go. I know.
I thought this was meant to be every man's game.
Not $90 cheap what? Tickets.
I don't know.
What, every man.
Like,
every
man. The everyman. Like, it's
State
not on
origin,
Vogue.
The everyman's game.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It is very good. I'm so impressed. I wish I could do that.
But I'll go watch in a pub somewhere. We haven't even watched a game together yet.
We haven't.
Why not?
Have we not? Have we been to a regular
game? I don't really
think
you guys are really friends out of this studio.
Yeah. As soon as we walk out, we just don't talk.
Joel. We should watch the game on Wednesday night.
Maybe we should live broadcast from a pub. Nope, we can't do that. Yeah. We're on Fridays.
Also, I don't think we have any rights to be live broadcasting a State of Origin match.
We can just sit together and live broadcast to each other. Like, we can commentate to each other.
You know, it's one of my goals in life. One of my tick box bucket list items is to commentate some sport live on radio.
Why don't you do that for the Community Cup?
Because they always already have commentators up in the box in the game.
Yeah, geez, I want that role.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
I want that role.
You should reach
Guys,
out and see.
Guys, we don't really want to talk about your dreams. Like, we've got to move on.
But we can talk about Community Cup coming up in August.
Okay, I'll move on from my dreams.
We will be talking about Community Cup as well as it gets closer, and we're going to build it up a lot. And yeah, we want a lot of people to get out there because it's a fantastic day. We all played last year. A lot of fun. Yeah. Next week, State of Origin. Nathan Cleary has been ruled out for New South Wales, and he's replaced by Knight star Mitchell Pearce. Now, Pearce has played 18 games for New South Wales. 5 wins out of that.
Never won a series.
Never won a series in
8 years? Well, how many games?
Well, he started in 2008 playing, so 18 games.
Okay, 18 games. This guy, I hope he's not our poison chalice. That's all I'm worried about.
He's in such good form, I don't think he will be. Right. And Malone is in great form.
They used to play together.
They played together at the Roosters. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Okay, all right.
I'm fine with it. Me too.
Okay.
Gab's happy.
Thanks, Gab.
Over in Queensland in their camp, Corey Norman has been rushed in.
Why don't they just bring back Cameron Smith? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and sure Freddie Johnson as well. Like, he's been on the sideline for a while.
Yeah, Dave Smith.
Yeah.
Cameron Munster will be... Oh, they reckon Cameron Munster is going to be moved from 5'8" to play fullback instead of Ponga. And Corey Norman, I guess, will play in the halves.
Let's see if Corey can do his trademark really bad game, which he does pretty much one in... probably 2 out of 3 games he plays really bad.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It'll be one of those.
That's fair. In the cricket, we played... It feels like forever ago we played New Zealand. Mitch Stark.
What a win. Mitchell Stark is killing it right now.
I'm just in love at the moment with Mitchell Stark.
Yeah.
That ball he bowled against Ben Stokes.
It. Did you read the article that I posted?
No, I didn't.
Should read it. It's a whole long form article about one ball.
This ball is incredible.
I fell asleep and I'm back awake. No. Sorry.
It's
God.
Good sports journalism. Jeff Lemon, really good sports writer. I follow him on Twitter. Hey, Jeff, if you're listening. You're not.
He's not.
Narrator, he's not. anyway, he's a really good writer. He wrote an article for The Guardian about this ball and just about the poetry and but he just really went into the depths of the reverse swing and I just loved it. And it was just,
it's
you can just watch
stunning.
It. Over
and I love that. So Ben Stokes is the batter and he drops his bat after the ball comes through and he just stares at his bat like,
and kicks it.
I didn't see it either. I'm sure you didn't see it. I didn't see it. We're fine. It was impossible to play.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So 41 games out of 48 done in the Cricket World Cup.
Yep.
They play 45 to get to the finals and then there's 3 games and it's done.
Okay.
The only thing I know about the Cricket World Cup is that Ed Sheeran was there and the lead singer of, what's that really old rock and roller?
Coldplay?
No. Big Lips.
Oh, Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. And that's it.
Okay. Steve Smith also had a bowl in that game.
He took
a wicket. Yep. So he finished with figures for, I think it was like 1 for 6 after 2 overs, which you'd be very happy with. And that's it. Our next game is tomorrow night against South Africa.
So we're probably, we're playing South Africa. We're probably going to play New Zealand in the semi if things stay the way they are. But we could, if we lose and India win, we could actually finish second and then we'll play England.
Excellent.
In the semi. But either way, I think we're sweet.
We are.
To get to the final.
Very quickly running out of time. I wanted to mention the Women's Ashes also started this week.
Yep.
So they play 3 one-day internationals, then a test match, and then a T20.
Yep.
And it's a points-based system. So whoever has the most points, obviously, at the end wins the Ashes. We've won it. We won it in 2017. We won it in 2015. We've been holding it for a while. So even if we have a draw, it's still ours.
Yeah.
We've played 2 games so far, 2 1-dayers.
Won them both.
Yeah,
not overly convincing wins, but they were quite...
Yeah, but it's a win.
A win's a win, especially over in England to beat a home side is so much better. I guess, did you want to mention your...
Just quickly, Joey Jaws Chestnut. Just overnight at the 4th of July celebrations. He won his 12th consecutive title of eating the most hot dogs in a tournament, in a contest. How many hot dogs do you reckon he ate?
100.
71.
Oh, you know.
Oh, I genuinely guessed.
So did I, after reading.
10 minutes. 71 hot dogs.
That's everything I hate about the world.
It's eating
competitions.
And this is the thing. People have been really blasting it more and more every year, like saying this is just completely irresponsible. You're just wasting all this food for the point of what? But this competition, and look, this competition's been going since 1916.
This isn't a sport, Mick.
Hot dogs? Has it always been hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yuck.
So hot dogs? Is it a sport?
Nah, no, absolutely not. Definitely not. I'm drawing the line there, guys.
Oh. No, I'm definitely saying it's not a sport. If eating is a sport.
I get why you might think it is, but it's absolutely not on this show.
You're competitive, you get your heart rate up, and then you're probably a bit too much, you know, your heart attack from material when you're eating 71 hot dogs. Anyway, I just thought, if you see the images of this guy, they're crying. Like, it's just painful.
Ugh.
But I love it. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. All right, it's time for a game.
Okay.
The game of all games. Hello, welcome to the game of all games. I am your host, Gabby Morris. With me here are two sad contestants coming along for the ride. All right, fellas, get your mouths to the mic. Rightio.
To that mic?
What did Nick Kyrgios do before playing Nadal at Wimbledon?
Oh, God.
All right, okay.
What did...
Say his name.
I've accidentally done a typo.
Oh.
Nick Kyrgios. How do you say it?
Kyrgios.
I've done a really bad typo. What did he do before playing Nadal at Wimbledon?
Oh, what didn't he do?
Stretch.
Nah.
Okay.
What did he do? No, I don't know, actually.
Did he throw his racket?
No, he hit up the pub. He went to the pub.
Oh, yeah, the night before. She said, what did he do the night before his game against Nadal? I knew that.
It's my game, Mick.
You should have said Kyrgios.
Because at the press conference, he pointed to a reporter who said, I asked him a question. He looks at her and he goes, I saw you at the pub last night. And she's going, yeah. There's a photo of him at the pub.
All right.
It's classic.
So we're wrong?
You're wrong.
Yeah, damn.
Just ask it. Please listen. Quiet, please.
Quiet, please.
Tennis reference, everybody out there.
Well done.
What did US World Cup soccer player Alex Morgan do after scoring a goal against England?
Oh, she pretended to be drinking tea.
Would you like a guess?
He seems very confident, so I'm going to say he's wrong. She shh.
What? She
she
shushed the crowd?
No, she
quiet, please.
Went out and repainted the lines because they were getting a bit messy. Right.
Mick is absolutely correct. Yeah, she got
a little bit of trouble, but I think it was cute.
She scored the goal and then as like a celebration, she mockingly sipped a cup of tea.
Oh, so they were playing England, were they?
Yes.
Or the Brits, as the English call them. Americans call English the Brits. That's just their thing.
Yep.
The Brits.
I don't know what the deal is. There's a lot of deals around that.
I don't get it.
No.
Next question.
Okay.
Yes.
What former Australian Olympic athlete recently got jail time?
Oh.
Was it the guy who, is he like a boxer or something?
Bodybuilder. Wrestler.
Is it for drugs? Was it for selling drugs?
Yeah, selling drugs. No.
Wasn't he like a big dude? Oh, no.
Cycling. Cyclist.
Joel got it. Ding, ding.
Yeah. What was his name?
Not sure his name. Not really relevant. He's a speed cyclist.
Speed cyclist.
Very good idea to go into drug trafficking.
Exactly. Brilliant.
Selling ecstasy.
Like Uber.
Yeah.
He's running his own speed Uber. Well done. Okay, we got any more? No, that's it, because you're concerned about that other one that I have the answer to in front of me.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that's it. I can make one up.
You want it? Go for it.
What's thin metal with lines on it?
Did you say that correctly? I don't think you did.
What is thin and metal with lines on it?
Are you looking at something?
No,
is
not
it like the microphone?
It is a sporting piece of equipment.
What?
Metal?
Lines on it? No idea.
It's a trick. Guys, I'm not going to make it easy. Oh. And also, I just made it up. So, you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
A golf stick. A golf club.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
What the
Well, it's thin metal because on golf clubs on the bottom they have lines on them.
Very
I just
good.
Made that
very
up.
Good.
I think that's actually
that
pretty
very
impressive.
Good. I'm actually playing golf tomorrow, so I'll look at my golf stick when I'm there and I'll get back
guys,
to you.
Guys, I need to hurry up. My
yeah,
line
we're done.
Might be
okay,
taken.
We're over the show. Thanks for coming on, everyone. You're always here. Doesn't matter. Bye.
Bye.
Can you believe? Brown cow. Stunning. You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Oh, I just
no, I'm not going.
It's done.
We're here, we're queer, and we'll never die.
Hello and welcome to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick Clancy, and my lovely co-host, Ruby Innes. Haha, I got you. It was such a prank. Ruby isn't here. Ruby is unfortunately for us, she is away in Croatia having a wonderful time sitting at the beach and eating Croatian food. So we miss her dearly. And unfortunately, she will not be joining us tonight, but I will be. And that's what's important here. I will be joining you after my lovely 2-week hiatus in Melbourne, where it was very cold and I did nothing interesting except get cold. Old and see friends who I love very much. So if you're listening, you are very interesting. I'm sorry for calling you not interesting. So today we're going to have a bit of a chill. We're going to have a bit of a chill show. Not that our show is usually very rigorous and it requires you to do anything that is not very chill unless you are exercising at the time, which I would recommend you don't, because we're very important and you should have all your attention on us. So today we're just going to listen to some music. There's some wonderful new music by some wonderful queer babies out, and we're going to listen to that. And also it's the month after Pride Month. It is the month after Pride Month now, July. Pride Month was last month, and we all need a bit of a come down from the aggressive gayness. Although, in my opinion, you should always be as visibly and loudly gay as you want to be. But me personally, I would like to be quiet. I would like to be quiet and have a relaxing time. So that's what we're going to do. It's just going to be me talking at you. So I'm so sorry about that because I know my voice is grating and also unpleasant. So you're going to have to listen to that a bunch. But we're going to start off with some wonderful new tunes. By an Australian queer artist, nonetheless. You may have heard him on the show before. Our lovely friend Donatachi has just released his new EP, Taste, just today. So we're going to play you some tracks from that. And we're going to start with the song Taste, which is the title album, the title track, of the EP, featuring vocals by the lovely Jeans. So we're going to play that for you right now. And in my opinion, you should keep listening to this. It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. So thank you so much for joining us on this lovely evening.
Don't know why I can't leave.
And that was Crush On You by Donna Tarchi, featuring Slater off Donna Tarchi's new EP, Taste. And preceding that was the track Taste from Donna Tarchi's new EP, Taste, featuring Jeans. Both bops, bops and a half. Oh, how they slap. But yes, I encourage you all to go out and stream Taste, the whole EP, in entirety, in public, loudly from a UE Boom speaker, wherever fine music can be found. So Spotify, Apple Music, go stream it. Donna Tarchi is such a lovely, talented human, and he deserves your streams, and you should give them to him. You're still listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick. Again, Ruby hasn't come in the last couple of minutes because she is still in Croatia and the plane ride is a fair bit longer than the time allowed for this time slot here. Still coming down from Pride Month, as I said before, and I was reading through some of the news stories we have here from Pride Month on the internet. And I would just like to say that here at It's a Gay Area, unlike the brand Nivea, we do gay people. We do gay. I'm so sorry. But yes, if you haven't heard, if you do have any Nivea products, chuck them out, boycott them. They advise one of their prominent advertising agencies that they partnered with, that they don't do gay. They don't. I mean, I personally don't do gay, but that's because I am already gay and it is too much. So I can't engage in more gay. It would just be a lot. So boycott Nivea. That's what I have to say to you today. During Gay Pride, World Pride, London's Gay Penguins joined in. I didn't know London has Gay Penguins, but they do, and they joined joined in. I'm not sure how they joined in. I don't know if they did something gay or they just went about their normal life as gay penguins, because both are very empowering. If you live your life visibly as a gay penguin, you are valid and don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. And probably one of the best or the most prominent news stories from Gay Pride or World Pride Month, Lil Nas X, the viral rapper who came out with the song Old Town Road last month, or possibly the month before, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, came out as gay on the last day of Pride Month, bamboozling all of the straight people and the homophobes who were listening to his EP and songs. So to celebrate that, I'm going to play one of Lil Nas X's songs from the new EP. I believe it's just called Seven. Don't hold me to that. But we're going to play Closure, spelt C7OSURE, brackets You Like by Lil Nas X, which is probably the song that started his coming out, because he did tweet, guys, listen closely to the lyrics. It's an important song. You should listen to it. And most people think it's about him coming out. So we're going to play that for you now. If this is Closure, C7OSURE, in brackets, You Like, by Lil Nas X. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I should know my own station by now. I'm Patrick Clancy, and please keep listening for some new songs and exciting talking from me. Be back, back.
Y'all should just let me grow. No more red lights for me, baby. Only green, I gotta go. Pack my past up in the back, oh, let my future take a hold. This is what I gotta do, can't be regretting when I'm old.
And that was Closure, C7OSUR, You Like, by Lil Nas X, off Lil Nas X's new EP, 7. It is called 7. It's actually called 7 EP. So go stream that one as well. We here at It's Gay Area, we stan a gay icon, especially one who is funny on Twitter, and that is Lil Nas X. So go stream that EP. I'm actually going to say, that EP, I did read a review of it that came out recently. I think it was on Pitchfork or some similar prominent music review platform. The review actually wasn't that kind. It said it was a bit of a bit of a attempt to hang on to the virality of the original single of Old Town Road. And I'm here to say, actually, they're wrong. And that was actually a really good song. And the EP is actually real good. So you should go listen to it and support queer artists. So, yeah. You're still listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick. I'm going to take a quick moment to talk about homophobes, because they don't get enough coverage, and we need to give them more coverage. For those of you who don't know, Gay World Pride was last month, but we don't talk enough about straight pride, because it is hard being straight. It is really hard. And straight people go through a lot of trauma in life, because just being exposed to gay nonsense, it's a lot. It's a lot for me, it's a lot for straight people, and they suffer. So they organised Straight Pride, which I think is absolutely awful, because that's stupid, and homophobes are stupid, and if you go to Straight Pride, you're a homophobe. And I'm glad to say that they have got a lot of trouble. A lot of stuff has happened. They've had to remove the famous actor Brad Pitt, whose name is actually very easy to say. I'm just dumb. They've had to remove Brad Pitt as a mascot after backlash, and they just used his images, and then a lot of people just said, don't do that. That's dumb. Why are you doing that? And they had to remove him. And then they got, they called the police, and more specifically the bomb squad, because they received envelopes that just had glitter in them, which I understand. Glitter is irritating. It won't go away. It's bad for the environment. So I'm going to hope that it was biodynamic glitter that just fades away into the ether after it's used. I don't know how science works. I'm going to assume that's what happens. I don't think it's necessary to call the bomb squad, personally, because the bomb squad has more important things to do, like defuse bombs wherever they can be found, probably at all good bomb sellers. I think straight people calling the bomb squad over glitter envelopes, very funny, actually. Wasting their time is very good and funny. And I just want to say that if you know a homophobe, if there is a local homophobe to your area, just irritate them. Do things that would irritate them and annoy them. Just go to their house and knock on the door and then run away, but also throw stuff at their door. Like, throw not hard things, just irritating things like eggs, paint. Just irritate them. Homophobes, they like attention. Give them attention by irritating them. It's fun. We're going to go for another song now. We're going to play Camboy by Mood Killer. And I assure you that this will not kill your mood. You're going to stay in a good mood. We're going to stay in a good mood because I love you. I love you so much, and I hope you love me. And we're going to listen to this song about camboys, who are valid and also very good. So please keep listening to It's Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I'm Patrick, and this is Camboy by Mood Killer. All day, all you gotta do is pay. I'm just a camboy. I know we don't touch, but it's just too much. I know you get in the crush. I'm just a kid.
just your camboy. I know we don't touch, but it's just too much. I know you got this rush. Just your camboy. But I know I can. Get this out of rocking. Don't need no talking. I'm just your camboy.
Yeah, I'ma need that gold medal, matte black. On the whip, hit them drums. Irish in a six with the wrist. About to swish, no assist. Never miss with the drip. And I'm about to go and do some shit and no one ever did.
I want the boys making a noise. This is the this is a choice, second of choice. End of the story, we're already gone. I swear when I play. Niggas annoying, I'm flying the sun. I'm gone the money, you never know. I'm out of blood, and I'm out of blood. And we're about to blood, and we're about to blood. We the rocks go, get camp, blow kids. Running through the club. Start jumping at a warehouse party with a pull away the base, made a sound rustic. Mace to the face, right gears in the closet. Keep the city safe, keep the babies out of my skin. Keep me out of the party, cause I'm too psychotic.
I want the boys making a noise.
Tell me you're sorry. I feel the
same. I want the boys making a noise.
You gave me DMT straight from your
brain.
Tell me you're sorry. I'm so
sorry.
I'm
with the boys making a noise.
You get me DMT straight from your
brain. I'm with the boys making a noise.
We were amazing.
Today, little flash, little cake. Then I'm back in it. And I rap in a day. Pushing backs on the corner, count stacks every day. Got the wings in the hills like it's bad, man, okay. Boys need to stop rapping, okay.
Tell me you're sorry. I feel the
same. I'm
with
the boys, making a noise.
You gave me DMT straight from your
brain. I'm with the boys, making a noise.
And licking his they don't get sarcasm, listen to like orgasm. I'm a nutcase, baby, put a lock on that. You think I'm digging graves away, I'm putting rocks on my wrist. Young T-man, taller when you see him. I'm all about them fruits and my greens like a vegan. Your talent couldn't put you in a spot when be in. When I get that 20 bag, I swear to God that I'll be leaving. I might buy vanilla wheat, I might buy some real estate. I might buy canary taxi, yellow diamond glitter flick. I might blow it all on something stupid, wouldn't matter. Cause I did not sign a dummy deal like them at end of day. Got my white stripes, it's my icky thump. Got my heart broke, went to pick it up. Need a time to heal, just like Nicky Bunz. I make it hard to breathe, like I kick the lung.
I didn't wanna die for you, girl, I had to try. I really wanna fly with you, sunset on a
No, let's stop. I want to stop, please. No, I'm just kidding. That was a really good song. That was Noise by Jaden Smith. And Tyler, the Creator, preceded by Camboy by Mood Killer. And I'd just like to say that Jaden and Tyler, the Creator, gay boyfriends. Jaden last year claimed that they were gay boyfriends, and neither of them have since denied that they are gay boyfriends. In fact, Jaden has reiterated in Apple Beats One music interview that they are gay boyfriends. So, in my opinion, until that is disproven, they are gay boyfriends. And I love that for them. I love that for us, because it's a gift when any two people become gay boyfriends. You're still listening to It's Gay Area on 2SER. That's the second time, guys. I'm so sorry. 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick Clancy, your host. And it's just going to be me for the rest of tonight, but lucky for you, there's only 3 minutes left of the show. So I'm going to say goodbye to you because I have to go. I have important things to do, and I have to make way for the sweet, sweet boys at Hardcore Classic. So I'm going to be back next week with a guest co-host, and also maybe Donatachi's going to be coming in to talk about his EP. I don't know. I think it's true because I'm organizing it, but we don't know until it happens. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye, and thank you so much for listening. This has been It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick, and Ruby was here in spirit. Kisses to Ruby. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to leave you with one last song by a Sydney-based musician, Jamaica. And that's the single Just Like This. So I hope you enjoy, and tune in next week for more It's a Gay Area. Goodbye. Just like this.
Am I the only one that's flying through it just like this? Put my face and poke my tongue out, baby, just like kissing. I would never back down if you came for my sis. And if you feel a little pressure, that's my fit. Am I the only one that's flying through it just like this? Put my face and poke my tongue out, baby, just like kissing. I would never back down if you came for my sis. And if you feel a little pressure, that's my fit. I remember at a time sitting quiet with my rhymes. I write my own verses, you can have yours, cause I'm fine. Try to make me jealous with my old trade, like he's mine. But he's a 2 girl, not 6'8" and not 9. To 10s, not friends, the ones with split ends, the ones who defend all lies in her men, the ones who storm through the back to her pen. Thought we're in the shower, go so below for that cleanse.
Jamaica.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's me. I'm a butterfly. Yeah, okay, VS wings. If I cut a guy, yeah, okay, now that's things. New choices. Yeah, okay, let me think. When I rock up, I'ma show it. I'm rapping like I'm a poet. I'm fierce, girl, and I know it. You chopping grass like you mow it. I'm chopping grass and I blow it. I'm confident and I own it. I just grow it. I don't know it. I'm with my cat's cousin Lion, who be feeling the ivory. With my tatted up cousin, cruise up north of the high beam. Might pop into the cousins, hook me up in the nightly. Might offer to my cousins clear eyes with a visor. Roll down the windows with my cousins, squinted eyes and we smiling. Hockey younger with my cousins, beautiful sun is shining. Only kicking with my cousins, trust is rare what I'm finding. Meditating with my cousins, still in peace on my line. Am I the only one that's flying through it just like that? Last week, Venezuelan with the baseball cap. Dish him, cause I only love to chase so bad. Then I wonder why these boys wanna stay so mad. Am I the only one that's flying through it just like this? Put my face and poke my tongue out, baby, just like kissing. I would never back down if you came for my sis. And if you feel a little pressure, that's my fist. Oh, okay, here we go. Let me change it up for you quickly like free flows. And let me show you how to get busy like bees go. I'm always playing hard to get with me like he chose. He bold.